Touch this skin, darling. Touch this skin, honey. Touch all of this skin. Okay? You just can't take it.
That is Venus Extravaganza from the iconic 1990 film Paris is Burning. And today's episode is all about skin. Hello, hello. It's Brooke DeVard, and you are listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. This is one of my solo beauty secrets episodes where I just talk about something I'm absolutely obsessed with for a little bit of your time. Okay, so lately I have been obsessed with skincare. We're deep into fall, and without the sun, I feel like my skin can get a little bit blah, a little dull, a little lackluster, and I'm determined to keep that natural glow. I will not let this cold weather bring me down. And just to be clear, when I say I'm obsessed with skincare right now, I'm not obsessed with buying skincare products because that is a trap and you will be perpetually told that you need to buy the newest, latest, hottest thing. Don't believe it. Get obsessed with learning your skin and get obsessed with learning how to have the best version of your skin. You almost have to become a scientist. Take notes on what your skin reacts to. Take notes on when it feels soft, when it feels supple, how it feels after you wash it, how many times a week do you have to exfoliate for it to be looking its best. And over time, you'll start to notice what works for you. And listen, genes are a big part of the equation, but good skincare is really a daily practice, day in and day out, doing the right thing. There's so many things you can do for good skin. There are the obvious things that I don't have to tell you guys, because if you're listening to this podcast, you know. Drink lots of water, wear sunscreen, stay moisturized. I assume I'm going to start with a base level assumption that you guys are doing that. I am obsessed with oils right now. Get into oils. I am telling you, it is the key for a natural glow. Now, before I get into the discussion about oils and how I use them, do not buy the commercial versions of natural oils. Just go straight to the source. It actually makes me a little bit frustrated. It's one of the biggest shams in the industry. I see it at Sephora, and you know, part of my rational brain tells me that I probably shouldn't go so hard against the beauty industry the way that I do sometimes on this podcast. I may want, you know, sponsorship, brand partnerships in the future, but listen, I have to keep it 100% honest. There is a lot of marketing out there that is trying to get you to pay a lot more for a product that you can buy at a health food store or on Amazon. I will give you an example. Branded argan oil. Josie Moran, very nice company. They make amazing, I use their lip stains. They're great. They use lots of natural ingredients. And I'm actually happy that the beauty industry is starting to use more and more natural ingredients because it's better for our skin. But I'm just going to give you guys a prime example of how these oils are being sold. Okay, so argan oil. And argan oil is a fabulous oil for your skin. You can make your own kind of facial serum just by, after washing your face, putting a little bit of argan oil on. It's really good for combination skin, for dry skin, and it tends not to make people break out. So it's considered one of those really safe but good nourishing natural oils for your face. Anyway, Josie Moran has an argan oil. I'm looking on Sephora.com right now. It's $48 and it's 1.7 ounces versus Amazon has an 100% pure organic cold press argan oil. It's 4 ounces and it's $17 including shipping. $17 for 4 ounces versus $48 for 1.7 ounces. That is absurd. And when you are buying these branded versions of natural oils, if you look at the ingredients and it's just 100% of a cold pressed, unrefined organic oil, please do yourself a favor. Go on Amazon, go to, you know, Whole Foods has a whole beauty section here in New York. Wherever you are, just go to the source. You don't need the branded version of a natural oil. There's a company that comes up a lot on this podcast. A lot of my guests love it. And I actually haven't tried their stuff, this line, Drunk Elephant, but I hear amazing things. And everyone was raving about their Marula Luxury Facial Oil. So I looked into it. Let me just pull up the tab so I give you guys the absolute facts. Okay. I'm on the page. Drunk Elephant Virgin Marula Luxury Facial Oil. It is $40 for 0.5 ounces. Under ingredients, it says 100% unrefined, the chemical compound name, in parentheses, marula kernel oil. So it's unrefined marula oil. If you then go on to Amazon and type in 100% unrefined marula oil, you will find a product. It's not branded. It's not a, you know, cool, fancy bottle. But they are selling 2 ounces for $16, and it's organic, unrefined marula oil. So half an ounce for $40 or 2 ounces for $16. So this is what's happening. Please be aware of it. When you are buying natural products, try to go to the source. Okay, I'm also guilty of this because sometimes the bottles just look really pretty, and there's something nice about opening your beauty cabinet and seeing very good-looking oils. Some of these ones that I'm getting from Amazon are straight from the hippie factory. They're, the font's bad, the packaging's bad. But if you have made the mistake of buying the branded, super expensive version of oils, just keep the bottle, and when it runs out, take your, you know, bulk purchase and get a little dropper and put it into your, you know, formerly designer oil. It's the same exact stuff. Or just buy a glass bottle. They sell those online as well, and you can just fill it with your own oils as you buy them. Skincare is so expensive as it is, and it just kills me to see people waste their money. So before I even get into what I like to do with the oil, just make sure that you're buying your oils from the smartest source. Okay. So oil cleansing is how I am washing my face all winter long. It's funny, my mom is staying with me right now, and last night she was like, can I have some makeup remover? And I was like, I don't have any. And she was like, how do you not have makeup remover? But I use, you know, coconut oil on a cotton pad to take off my eye makeup, and I'm doing oil cleansing right now. Oil cleansing is actually, it's so good for your skin because you're not stripping your skin of all of its natural moisture with those chemical-laden commercial cleansers that can be so harsh. And I think people with oily skin worry about putting oil on their skin, but it's actually really good for oily skin too because the natural oils dissolve any excess oil in your skin. Coconut, olive oil, almond oil, these are all amazing oils for oil cleansing. Any plant-based oil that's rich in antioxidants, it really helps to kind of rehydrate and plump the skin. Rosehip oil I've done it with. Sunflower oil is really good for this. Currently, I am doing a mixture. It's like one-third castor oil and two-thirds olive oil, and you only need like a quarter-sized amount. And olive oil is good if you have skin that kind of tends to be dry, but you want to make sure that you mix castor oil with the olive oil because castor oil has antibacterial properties. And I just kind of massage it into my skin. I'm doing it with my hands as if you guys can see me, but I just massage it all into my skin and do it on dirty skin. At the end of the day, you can have full makeup on. It will dissolve all of your makeup. And I just let it sit for like, you know, a minute or so as I'm brushing my teeth and doing other things. And then I take a washcloth, like you can get a microfiber washcloth, or honestly, you can use any washcloth, run it under really, really warm water, and you can just spread that beautiful warm washcloth across your face with all of the oil on it. Kind of just let it sit for 10 seconds or so and then wipe everything off. And it's like the most amazing feeling having that warm washcloth with the oil. But every single trace of any dirt or anything you had in your pores or makeup is gone. But what I like about it is your skin doesn't feel like dry and stripped after you've removed the oil. Your skin just feels amazing afterwards. And what's amazing about this method actually is that you don't need to put on moisturizer afterwards. Sometimes I do because my skin actually tends to be dry. And I've been using the Elizabeth Arden Nighttime Miracle, I believe it's called, moisturizer. It's like a very thick moisturizer, also a cult beauty product. And no, all of the ingredients in that moisturizer are not natural. I'm not like super strict about that, but try oil cleansing for a couple of weeks and I promise you will see a difference. Just do it for 2 weeks and you will see a huge difference in your skin. And you'll need to kind of experiment with what the best combination is for you. I'm finding that this combination of castor oil and olive oil works really well for me. I've also done almond oil and rosehip oil, which was really nice. Just try it out. You know, do your Googles. You can. There are lots of people on YouTube that are doing oil cleansing if you want like the full tutorial. But I find it to be amazing, and it's something that I've been doing for the past month, and I've seen a huge difference. Some people do break out their first few times doing it, and I've read that this is because there are impurities leaving your skin, so you may see some breakouts. This didn't happen with me. All I know is it feels so much better than using those chemical, harsh cleansing products to clean your skin. You do not need those. Okay, the second thing I am loving right now is a homemade sugar scrub with oil. Super simple. Before even getting fancy, just take brown sugar and add some olive oil to it. Bring it into the shower and you can scrub that all over your entire body. and your skin will be exfoliated and smooth. And the olive oil that's in the sugar scrub makes it so that you do not have to put on lotion when you get out of the shower. I have not purchased a commercial lotion in maybe a year. I make my own shea butter and I use coconut oil. I just, like, what's Jergens really going to offer me when I have, again, the source? I think that body scrubs are another thing that people waste money on. You can make beautiful body scrubs at home. And if you want to get a little fancy with your kind of brown sugar oil scrub, you can use coconut oil. That's what I use in my scrubs sometimes. You can add ginger oil, lavender oil, any essential oils that you want for scent. I did a scrub all summer, actually, that was lemon essential oil, orange essential oil, and lemongrass, and it was very kind of like energizing. It was like my morning sugar scrub routine. But in the winter, because we're all covered up all the time, it's easy to forget about the rough skin on your elbows or your knees, and you want to make sure that you're still feeling super moisturized. We're inside with heat on all the time, and then we're outside with the cold wind whipping our faces. Like, you're getting beat up from all sides in this weather. So make sure that you are like taking care and nourishing yourself. It's the holiday season, so we're all running around like crazy anyway, but there's just something that feels so nice about making something for yourself. It's like a simple everyday luxury that money just can't buy. I also think that that brown sugar scrub, you know, it's great for your elbows and knees and rough areas like that. But I also tend to focus it kind of on my clavicle area. So, you know, when you're wearing like low cut sweaters or a nice dress, you want the skin on your arms and like, yeah, your clavicle to be really glowing and fresh. And I find that when I do my scrubs, and I do my scrub probably, I'd say 3 times a week at a minimum. I don't do it every single time I shower, but it's just there. I have it in a little glass jar in my shower. And I find that it makes a really big difference. Your face is important, of course, but don't neglect the rest of your skin as well. Okay, and then the last thing that I use oil for is for my lips and cuticles. I use castor oil. I am obsessed with castor oil. I also use it in my hair. We're talking about skin in this episode. I put castor oil on my cuticles every single night, and I have not had any hangnails. I've not had an issue with my cuticles since I've started doing this. And I also use castor oil on my lips overnight. I hate having chapped lips. It is like my pet peeve of life. Even when I see people with chapped lips, I'm like, oof, I really just like want to help you out. If you put a layer of castor oil on your lips overnight, it will penetrate into your skin and make it so you'd have to really go out of your way to have chapped lips. I think that castor oil is probably one of the best things to combat dry skin. It's really thick. It's really thick. So you can't use it, you know, like as a body oil. I definitely don't use it as a facial moisturizer. It's really good for cuticles, hands, feet. I love using it on my lips at night. It has like kind of a weird taste, but it's like a totally natural oil. Again, just make sure you're getting cold pressed, unrefined oil. And yeah, put it on your lips at night. Another thing I do, especially if I've been using liquid lipsticks, which I like, but they can be super drying, is I'll take some of that brown sugar scrub that I have in the shower, and I'll just like kind of put that on my lips and exfoliate my lips and make sure that there's no, you know, kind of like dryness, no dry patches on my lips, because that can make it so that your lipstick or product or whatever you're wearing doesn't apply smoothly. So those are the 3 ways that I'm using oils this winter to keep my skin glowing. I'm doing oil cleansing. I highly encourage it. Check it out. I am making my own sugar scrubs that I keep in the shower with me. Coconut oil is great for sugar scrubs. Olive oil is great. I use brown sugar. I'm sure you can use white sugar. It's not a huge deal. Some people use sea salt. Some people use coffee grounds. But just try making your own scrub and exfoliating a few times a week all over your body. It will really help your skin feel good and soft and supple, and you can like maintain that like good summer feeling even though it's getting increasingly colder. I'm looking out of my window right now. I'm in New York and it's raining and cold, and I don't know. It's not like, I feel sexy in summer. Winter can take its toll. It can take its toll. You're going to a lot of holiday parties. There are lots of hors d'oeuvres passed. Champagne flows. Champagne is not good for your skin, but it's good for the spirit. You know, There are things that compromise your beauty this time of year, but you can counteract it and you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. That's actually my biggest takeaway from this whole episode. Get natural products, do not spend a lot of money on it, and really just try your best to make it on your own. Imagine if you didn't know how to cook anything. Actually, some people don't know how to cook anything, so I shouldn't say that. But the difference between making your own beauty products versus buying every single thing that you use is the difference in budget from if you had to go to a restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day versus if you just knew how to scramble some eggs on your own, right? Like, there is a huge difference in overall impact on your budget when you begin to become resourceful. And again, make sure that you're reading the ingredients on these natural products that you're using, because 9 times out of 10, you can buy them on their own. And even like Aesop, which makes beautiful, lovely products, a lot of theirs are kind of like natural based, but they have to add preservatives and kind of alcohol into them so that they are shelf stabilized, so that they can stay on the shelf for months and months at a time. When you're making your own products, they're not going to stay in a warehouse for a year. So you don't need to even add all of that extra crap. There's so many amazing resources online if you want to do some more research on oils for your skin. Minimalist Beauty is an amazing resource. I discovered that a few years ago and I have been hooked since. There's so much information out there on natural skincare, what oils are best for your skin type. Just start doing research. Start becoming the expert on your own skin. Don't rely on anyone else to tell you what's going to work for you. Learn your skin, take notes, see what works, see what doesn't work, trial and error. But I guarantee you, the less chemical products you have in your regimen, the better your skin will look. And I think oil is one of the best ways to give your skin a really healthy glow this winter. All right, thanks guys. I'm just going to play this clip again just because I love it so much. Venus Extravaganza, Paris is Burning, 1990. I say this in my head when I'm in the shower with my body scrub. I'm just like, yes, touch the skin, darling. Touch all of it. It's so good. All right, thanks, guys.
You're going through it. You're going through some kind of psychological change in your life.
She went back to be a man.
Oh, you went back to being a man. Touch this skin, darling. Touch this skin, honey. Touch all of this skin. Okay, you just can't take it. You're just an overgrown orangutan.
I am back the week after next with a really great interview. I hope you guys will enjoy it. And yeah, thank you so much for listening and thanks for all the love.